This is chapter 13 of Journeys from the Land of Jaw, a missional tale. I'm Pastor Phil Wyman from The Gathering in Salem, Massachusetts. Supper was passed. The table was cleared by the children who were familiar with life in their aunt's house. Their uncle, the tall, thin man in the stovepipe hat, sat on the porch whittling away at a piece of wood. He and the adventurer, with the adventurer's father, flying man, and the eldest son of the sad family, sat together. The man in the stovepipe hat probed the adventurer about his dreams, his goals, and the village he had come from. After an hour of questioning and listening, he sat back, smiled, and said, "I think I like what I hear, adventurer. Many a man has come with their vision, come and gone, but most are full of hot air and self-serving purposes. I thought there was something different about you from the first sight, but one can never be too careful."
"How did you know about us? And your wife, she knew too. How is that?" the adventurer's father asked. "I have been astonished at many things on our short trip, but that was most mysterious and wonderful to me."
"Oh, it's just a knowing we have, and perhaps lots of years behind us."
The man in the stovepipe hat sat back, lit his pipe, and closed his eyes.
"There are more of us scattered across the hills and valleys of the Land of Jaw than fleas on a stray dog. But still, we are too few for the need. I think we all owe our debt to the old crone, whose adventure husband died so many years ago now."
At the mention of the old crone, the adventurer sat up quickly. "The old crone? She's the one who showed me the way out of the Land of Jaw. And around her home, we've built our little community for the disenfranchised who return with us."
"Well, knowing that would have saved you from being questioned like a horse thief. Anyone the old crone trusts has my trust to my final breath, friend."
The jovial platinum-haired buxom lady bounced onto the porch and announced that it was time to head into town. She had arranged an opportunity for the adventurer to speak at the evening revival gathering in their neighborhood.
"I think you'll find them excited to hear you and more fun than a spitting contest in a tornado."
They wandered together down to the gathering place. The jovial, platinum-haired buxom lady chattered the whole way about the town and the people and the revival gatherings they hold every night in various locations around the town. Flying Man twitched with nervous excitement at the thought of nightly revival gatherings. The eldest son of the sad family looked more comfortable than back at home in Greater Faithville. Perhaps the stable influence of his aunt and uncle were enough to calm his fears, the adventurer's father thought. Then and there he decided that the tall, thin man in the stovepipe hat and the jovial, platinum-haired buxom lady were good and true people. Down on the main street, the small troop walked a short distance to a large, plain wooden structure, which resembled a tavern. Outside the front doors, people, young and old, were gathered waiting for the beginning of the revival. The jovial, platinum-haired buxom lady introduced the visitors to a few of those standing outside. A squat, bald man with laughing eyes was introduced as the evening's meeting organizer. The adventurer and the squat, bald man with the laughing eyes spoke about the meeting and about the adventurer's travels while the rest of the group mingled and chatted with the very friendly people of revival. As they mingled and chatted, a slouched old gentleman in a tattered brown coat sighed loudly and declared that his faith was failing him, and then he fell to the ground. Quick as ferrets, three young men leaped to his rescue and began thumping on his chest. Soon he was surrounded by others who in turn pumped his chest and sucked on his face. The adventurer, his father, and Flying Man stood in frozen amazement at this peculiar sight as it unfolded in mild pandemonium. The town folk who weren't participating kept talking as though nothing was happening. Within a couple minutes, the slouched old gentleman in the tattered brown coat rose up and declared his faith restored and alive again. The tall, thin man in the stovepipe hat leaned over to the adventurer and his father and whispered,
"Don't you take no mind of that.
It's just the way they encourage one another around here, thumping on chests to revive their hearts and sucking bad air out and blowing good air back into the bodies of the weak in faith. Sometimes it gets a little out of hand, but mostly it's just fine. The eldest son of the sad family watched the adventure and his father closely as this exchange went on. Flying Man noticed a curvy, curly redhead leaning against a post, carefully watching the small crowd gathered outside the tavern-like meeting hall. And as soon as the slouched old gentleman in the tattered brown coat had resumed conversation, she stepped into the street, moaned, and said,
"My faith is weak, and I am sore grieved today."
As she fell to the ground, Flying Man thought he caught her winking at him. The young men were significantly quicker than the first time, and now a dozen of them were hovered over the curvy, curly redhead, pumping and thumping on her ample chest and sucking on her face, blowing breath back into her body. The adventurer and his father looked at each other in disbelief. The eldest son of the sad family measured their responses, and Flying Man watched, mouth agape in rapturous wonder. The squat, bald man with laughing eyes loudly spoke out,
"All right, you young'uns, let's not get too excited here. Besides, it's revival meeting time."
And the small crowd outside the tavern-like meeting hall began to file inside. As the young men and the curvy, curly redhead dusted themselves off with silly smiles on their faces, and Flying Man declared loudly,
"Well, I'll be! This surely is a town of miracles!"
It was now sunset outside, and lamps were lit all around the meeting hall. The people made their way to the simple wooden benches lined up in rows. The squat, bald man with laughing eyes led the adventurer to a small wooden platform at the front of the room, and they sat on small benches. Within 15 minutes, the room was filled with a few hundred people, and it settled down to quiet, whispered conversations.
"Let's begin our evening revival with testimonies of faith and trust in Jah. Who shall rise and declare the goodness of Jah in the land of the living tonight?"
The slouched old gentleman in the tattered brown coat rose first and eloquently spoke of his renewed faith in Jah after suffering with depression and discouragement for many days.
"Why, the breath of Jah has refilled me, restored me, and enlivened my faith once again after the death of my wife this last month. Though I am in mourning, I will rise up with wings like an eagle and soar to heights of divine glory. Thank you, my young brethren, strong in faith and zealous in love, for helping to quicken my heart once again."
The people clapped. The slouched old gentleman in the tattered brown coat stood a little straighter and smiled, then politely sat down on the wooden bench. One after another, people rose to give testimony of Jah's goodness, declarations of faith, stories of divine protection and provision, and simple statements of faith in Jah went on for nearly an hour. At the end of the testimonies, the squat, bald man with laughing eyes spoke briefly to the crowd about the faithfulness of Jah to help his people through difficult times, and then he introduced the adventurer as a man on a mission from Jah in search of others to join him in the adventure. The crowd clapped politely, and the adventurer stood to address them. As it often happens with bards, something called awen settled upon him, and he stood for a few moments in silence as the spirit of Jah surged through his being. Then, as bards do, he sang a song of dependence on Jah, and the joy which comes from service to others. The room filled with tears and smiles. And when he had finished his song, a gentle silence hovered over the crowd with an almost tangible sense of peace. The squat, bald man with laughing eyes stood after a few minutes and addressed the crowd.
"Perhaps some of you feel the urge to join this mission. Perhaps some of you feel the need to strengthen your faith tonight. Whatever your situation, whatever your need, come forward and join us to receive the generous help of Jah.
People rushed forward by the dozens. Some fell on the ground before they reached the front. Some swooned when they arrived at the small wooden platform. Others simply fell over where they sat. Many of those who did not rush the platform or fall over began thumping on the chests of those who had fallen over, and soon the whole room was filled with thumping, pumping, and jumping on chests and sucking the faces of the fallen. Flying Man could no longer control himself and ran forward to the platform. He stepped up to the platform and with a great shout leaped high in the air, landing upon one of the fallen, and he began to join in the thumping, pumping, and face-sucking action. The room was filled with moaning and sighing and shouts of praise and the banging of bodies thumping on the wooden floor. The tall, thin man in the stovepipe hat slowly strode up to the platform and whispered to the adventurer, "It will all be over as soon as they sense the encouraging power of Jaw fill in their hearts. It is a strange habit, but it is their way." Just as the tall, thin man in the stovepipe hat said, it ended rather quickly, and the squat, bald man with laughing eyes called the meeting to a close and directed interested individuals to further speak with the adventurer. The slouched old gentleman in the tattered brown coat was the first to find the adventurer. He wished him well and further wished that he himself was younger and able to handle such journeys. "We will see more of one another, I am sure. I have been thinking that I should open my large, empty house, just as your friends have been doing secretly for years. They do not know it, but I have been watching them closely and have admired their great faith." Others likewise came forward, some to suggest that someday in the future they hoped to be able to travel with the adventurer. Others offered simply to pray for him and wish him well. From the moment the adventurer had sung his song, the curvy, curly redhead had snuck into the shadows near the platform. When others had finally left, she came out from the shadows to speak to the adventurer.
"I have nothing to keep me here in revival. I can leave in a moment's notice. If you will have me, I would like to join your adventure."
The adventurer looked to his father, who in turn looked to the tall, thin man in the stovepipe hat and his wife. The jovial, platinum-haired, buxom lady smiled as large a smile as anyone had seen in revival in years.
"Deary me! I'm a-thinking I ain't heard such a good idea since the old hog was a piglet. I've been watching you, and you's got a good heart, deary, and I need to get out of this old town before it sucks the life out of you, if you know what I mean."
They all went home that night with new plans. The sad family decided to stay with the mother's cousin, which she had been asked to do 1,000 times, but her eldest son begged to go with the adventurer, and reluctantly his mother agreed. The curvy, curly redhead met them in the morning, and the small troop headed west back toward the adventurer's home, with the warning to be careful in the small villages they would find along the way. The travelers came to the top of a hill on the way out of town, and the curvy, curly redhead looked back to say one last goodbye. She swooned and said,
"I'm not sure I have the faith to begin this great adventure."
Then she fell down. Before the adventurer and his father could respond, there was a great shout from a tree above them, and Flying Man came crashing down on top of the curvy, curly redhead. He began thumping her chest and sucking her face, just like he learned in the town revival. In a few short moments, the curvy, curly redhead looked up with eyes of wonder and said,
"Ooh, I like your way."
Flying Man complimented back,
"Shoot, I like your way, too."
The adventurer and his father dropped their eyes to the ground and shook their heads. The eldest son, who was growing into a lean young man, laughed so hard he fell over. "I think it's time we move on," the adventurer's father finally said. "And you two, we need to talk." The five trod down the road with the adventurer's father gently lecturing Flying Man and the curvy, curly redhead as they went. The end of chapter 13, Journeys from the Land of Jaw, a missional tale.